thought-provoking, and sometimes a bit controversial. Coming to you from America's beautiful Pacific Northwest, USA, the biggest, smallest podcast in the entire known universe, The Ernest Mann Show. The phrase, "I've got a secret," means that someone has information that is not known to others and is intended to be kept hidden or shared only with a select few, which obviously implies that the information is of great value. I'm going to ask a question that is primarily aimed at my European listeners, those in the UK. In particular, let's say you were offered what many might consider to be the opportunity of a lifetime. You could relocate, being given a fairly substantial cash bonus and guaranteed citizenship within 90 days, assuming you're not a homicidal maniac or unrepentant repeat felon, to Australia. How's that sound, mate? Stew on that for a bit, while visions of Vitamite sandwiches dance in your head. We'll get back to it in a bit. Now, the reason for this question is I am well aware of all the social and economic turmoil taking place, not just in the UK, but, as I said, several other cities throughout Europe as well. I don't want to go on endlessly about the many causes of all this socioeconomic as well as culture clash. I simply want to say this. Historically speaking, you have one of two choices. You can have some kind of bloody and violent social conflict, or you can leave. It's that simple. Please don't try to suggest any more of that weak-ass, woke-ass compromising. Europe's been through 40 years of that placating bollocks that has gotten Europe, and the UK in particular, into the current social and economic nightmare you have to endure now and every day. Having said that, I'm not suggesting or advocating a bloody or violent social conflict. But this is not for any pacifist ideological reasons. I mean, you know, pacifism is an interesting subject, but in reality, it'll get you fucking killed. It's for the sake of reason itself. Because the history of violent revolutions, regardless of how just and well-intentioned, those that set those revolutions into motion ended up being nightmares in themselves. The extremely bloody French Revolution being a perfect example of how the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Just a quick question. Just wondering if you had been thinking over that relocation to Australia proposal I mentioned earlier, because I'm getting back to it very soon. So speaking of good intentions, I don't want to insult your intelligence by giving you word-for-word instructions. So here's a very brief example from my personal life I hope will effectively illustrate the point. I once had relatives who I eventually came to know and eventually despise because they were users, boorish, and uncouth. And that was their good traits. I tried subtly and eventually not so subtly to get them out of my living space. My home. Sound familiar? Then it finally came to me. I simply analyzed all the reasons They were sticking around. So I made the environment so horrible, so very unpleasant for them, that they simply left. And most importantly, perhaps, they never even tried to be interlopers into my home and my life again. The simple fact is, when the water becomes absolutely undrinkable and the environment so inhospitable, you won't have to engage in any violence, and you won't have to flee from your own town or your own city or your own damn country, because they will. Now, back to the Australian relocation offer. What did you think? Does it sound like something you might even remotely be interested in? Now look, I know it was an extremely broad question. Much of your answer would certainly depend on several personal factors, such as your age and stage of life, career, future plans, etc., etc. But I would seriously like to hear from you. So, you can give me your thoughts, and you can contact me anytime via my website contact link at theearnestmanshow.com/about-contact. Just remember, I'm not expecting or looking for any kind of serious analytical work on this. You're not signing a contract to buy the damn farm here. This is just meant to be a light, general, non-analytical response. So just relax and have some fun with it. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.